both in terms of income and in terms of morale for your career, is people knowing you exist, you know?
And you want to see, you won't see your book at the airport bookstore.
Exactly.
You're someone working to make it happen.
You're not just shouting into the darkness, you know. I mean, a magic moment for me was last Christmas. I used Amazon's print on demand service to make paperback books. And I was out with a friend near their house, and we'd taken a walk to the petrol station to buy some booze. And there was a secondhand book stand. It was just like a charity, like pay a pound, take a, you know, secondhand book. Isn't it a garage? You know, little printed piece of paper, A4 paper sign on it. And as we were leaving, she said, "Oh, you should put one of your books on there." And I kind of laughed and went, "Yeah." And I literally looked to my right as I was walking out, and I went, "Hang on a second." And I said, "There's one there already." And she was like, "You are." And I said, "There's one there already." And then I went back, and it was a copy of The Stone Man was sitting on the pile of secondhand books. Now, on one hand, yeah, somebody was getting rid of it. but as a moment of, like, sort of looking and joking, and then it actually being there, that was like, shit, this is happening, you know. And then I did, yeah. I did a convention with Matt Shaw. We were on a stand, and, you know, two people came along. And there's some other books, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I read this one," I got this one for Christmas, and I didn't know you had others, you know. And that was to see the physical reality of other people. There's something that still blows my mind is when people tweet, like, or email me, whatever. It's usually a tweet. They'll tweet a picture of, like, their Kindle screen with one of my covers on it, like on a train. Yeah. So, you know, a friend of mine said she'd seen somebody reading The Physics of the Dead on a train. That is unbelievable. Now, anyway, when a publisher comes along and they're like, "Right, you know, I'm not only, hey, I've heard of you and I think you will make us some money," that's a big deal. But also when, you know, somebody, now don't get me wrong, the problem with it is some, not every, people still labor under the misconception that being published means you're going to be everywhere. And it doesn't, because it depends on the side of the publisher. And even then it depends on what kind of marketing budget they're going to give you. Audible have been very, very good to me, so I'm really excited to see what, you know, what they're going to do with that.